Psalm 56, verses 1 through 7, that is our psalm as we continue our journey through the Psalms. This is a psalm of David when the Philistines had seized him in Gath. So David's in a tough situation. He prays, "Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust, and I am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their schemes are for my ruin. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps, hoping to take my life. Because of their wickedness, do not let them escape. In your anger, God, bring the nations down." One of my friends is a daredevil, to say the least, and I've never seen him back down from anything. Risk taker aptly describes him. And that's why I was so surprised when he wouldn't climb the pole to a zip line platform. Now, granted, the pole was high and the climb was a little bit precarious, but I never expected him to say, "I'm not climbing that pole." No matter how much we encouraged and cajoled, his feet stayed planted on the ground. Here's one thing I concluded from my friend's refusal. Everybody has their own pole of fear. You may be described as a risk taker, but there is something you won't or can't do because of your fear. So here's my question. What is your pole of fear? Does it have to do with your family? Is it found in relationships? Do you fear getting close to others? Maybe your pole of fear makes itself known in your job. Maybe your self-doubt is a subconscious paralyzer. Maybe you fear failure. You can't stand the thought of letting someone down or letting them see you vulnerable. Maybe your pole of fear is getting too close to God and letting others help you in the process. Remember, everyone has a pole of fear. In fact, the words fear or afraid are found 483 times in the Bible. 483 times. The remedy to fear is found in today's passage. The psalmist says, "When I am afraid," not if I'm afraid, but "when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God I trust and am not afraid." So turn your fear over to God, and He is more than capable of turning your pole of fear into a pathway of faith. Father, we are all afraid of something. And as we stand before our poles of fear today, help us to trust you. Thank you for giving us everything we need to climb high. In Jesus' name, amen.